today. Okay, for the second last time, my brother, I'm here on the Rush Hour. Oh, good. So you're well trained. You get it off already. Nice.
Well, if this is the second last time I get to take it off, I've got to take it off.
You've been doing some push-ups, haven't you?
Well, it's been sunny outside.
Yeah. No, I like it. So, good rig. You know, your rig's looking good. Okay, so the five most influential negotiators in our game. Let's start with...
Five.
Mal Meninga. Not only an immortal, but instrumental in turning the fledgling Titans into a legit title aspirant rugby league team.
Should be high. The
signing of Tino and Dave Fifita and Gordy Tallis as an advisor has been astute for Mal Meninga. So Mal plays a big part in a lot of negotiations in our game.
Four.
Frank Panisi. Melbourne are a juggernaut for many reasons, but I think the head of football, Frank Panisi, is top of the heap. He's got a fantastic reputation in our game. He's much adored by the Melbourne Storm faithful, and he's starting to get a good reputation as a great negotiator with those outside of the Melbourne Storm's facility. So Frank Panisi's got to be on this list.
And the more success they enjoy without Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater and Cam Smith, I think the more credit that starts to go to the Frank Panisi's of the Melbourne Storm. So
I agree.
Like it.
Three.
That man we just spoke about, Russell Crowe, what a passionate South owner he is. He attracts aura. He attracts the big end of town. He's just a fantastic story in the rugby league annals of especially South Sydney. And the fact that he's got Mike Cannon-Brookes on board, they are probably one of the most stable clubs in all of the land as we speak. So well done to Russell Crowe, who is a fantastic negotiator.
No one has done more to try and grow that game the game of rugby league internationally than Russell Crowe. Nobody.
I agree. Yep. I think he's a fantastic ambassador for our game.
And you've got him at number three. So I cannot wait to see the top two people on this list.
Two.
Phil Gus Gould. One of, if not the best footy brains in footy. Quite simply, he has success wherever he goes because people love to be around him as far as footy goes. He's got James Packer, who he counts as one of his best mates. He can dial anybody and have them on the phone within 10 seconds and has a lot of pull, has so much pull in our game. And I think that as far as negotiations go, Phil Gould is almost on the top of the tree.
And what I will say, one of the great Twitter follows as well. If you're on Twitter, and I can understand why some people aren't, but if you are on Twitter, you need to be following Gus Gould. He will tweet about anything.
He activates, then deactivates, and activates, and deactivates, and...
Talks about food, talks about TV shows, talks about anything.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's great to see an insight into the other side of Gussie Gould.
All right, these are MG's five most influential identities in rugby league. Mal Meninga, Frank Panisi, Russell Crowe. Number two was Gus Gould.
One.
Rugby league only has one godfather, and that's Nick Politis. The godfather of rugby league who inevitably gets his man and then keeps him. If we go back to 1996, Brad Fittler was the first of many, Ricketson, and then recently the Cordoners, the Friends, the B-Mozzers of the world, they just want to hang around after they've stopped playing. They love the man, and he's such a passionate rugby league man. He's such a passionate rugby league man. He's been the major sponsor of the Roosters for years and years and years, and he's put so much money back into the game. But he loves it. He loves it. He was an owner when owners were thought they were just been throwing money away. But he stuck with it, and now he sees his fruits of his labour being bared because rugby league is now on top of the heap as far as third-party agreements go and sponsorship go, and it's all thanks to one bloke called Nick Politis.
Joey Manu's decision to stay at the club this year and forego the Warriors has got the fingerprints of Trent Robertson, obviously, but also Nick Politis all over it, MG.
Couldn't agree more, buddy. Couldn't agree more.
That is a very, very strong list. Jeez, there's some heavy hitters in the game of rugby league.
Imagine them five in a... at a bar together or at a restaurant together, what would be going on? Just imagine.
Here's my question for you. If you were a young player and you walked into a restaurant and you see those five people spread about the bar, who do you walk over to?
I suppose if I'm a player, Russell Crowe, because I'm a bit of a fanboy, you'd say, but then you'd go, well, Mal Meninga, because he's one of my favourite players to watch.
And then someone goes, that's Nick Politis, don't you? You go,
I thought it was Robert De Niro. Well, Al Pacino, one of them.